This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukum. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Chinese President Xi Jinping today along with fellow Shanghai Cooperation Organization members in Beijing. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he briefed the Chinese president of the recent developments in bilateral ties between India and China. He also conveyed the greetings of President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi during the meet. Dr. Jaishankar arrived in Beijing yesterday. He held bilateral meeting with the Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Beijing yesterday. The minister underlined the need for cooperation on trans-border rivers, including resumption of provision of hydrological data by the Chinese side. He also took up restrictive trade measures and roadblocks to economic cooperation.
As neighboring nations and major economies in the world today, there are various facets and dimensions of our ties. Measures towards normalizing our people-to-people exchanges can certainly foster mutually beneficial cooperation. It is also essential in this context that restrictive trade measures and roadblocks are avoided. Stable and constructive ties between India and China are not only to our benefit, but that of the world as well. This is best done by handling relations on the basis of mutual respect, mutual interest, and mutual sensitivity.
President Draupadi Murmu today said the national goal of India is to become a global superpower. She said India has come a long way in the fields of infrastructure, healthcare, space, science and technology, artificial intelligence, and many more. She said that education will certainly have a pivotal role in nation building and shaping India's future while achieving the goal of a developed nation by 2047. Speaking at the 13th annual convocation of Ravenshaw University at Cuttack this afternoon, President Murmu expressed happiness that girl students topped in most of the departments. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid homage to freedom fighter and former Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu, K. Kamraj, on his birth anniversary today. The Prime Minister said K. Kamraj was at the forefront of India's freedom struggle and provided invaluable leadership in the formative years of the country's journey after independence. Mr. Modi added that his noble ideals and emphasis on social justice inspire everyone. Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of Axiom 4 mission will return to Earth this afternoon as the spacecraft makes a splashdown off the coast of California at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Group Captain Shukla is the second Indian to have gone to space. His trip came 41 years after cosmonaut Rakesh Sharma flew aboard a Russian Soyuz in the year 1984. During his stay abroad the ISS, Mr. Shukla conducted 7 Indian-specific microgravity experiments. These experiments are designed to generate critical data for future planetary missions and long-duration space habitation. The 10th anniversary of the Skill India mission is being observed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had launched this mission in 2015 with the aim to equip youth with industry-relevant skills for employment, entrepreneurship, and sustainable livelihoods. Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Minister Jayant Chaudhary reaffirmed the government's commitment to empowering youth through practical job-ready skills across sectors. He said under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, Skill India continues to transform lives, especially for women and marginalized communities. Union Minister for Road, Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today urged industry stakeholders to conduct socio-economic audits to enhance corporate social responsibility activities. Addressing the 12th National CSR Summit and CSR Times Awards 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Gadkari underlined that urban and rural areas have different sets of problems. He added that if advanced technology is used appropriately on resources, rural conditions can be transformed and people from those areas won't feel the need to migrate to the cities. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.